At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is the Craig Peterson Experience.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
On VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Craig Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and we've got a pair of great hours coming up for you as we've got ourselves a lot of NBA playoff action that's happening tonight into tomorrow. We are going to be touching upon that all throughout the show. We've got ourselves a nice baseball card as well. We've got a few games that are going to be coming up later tonight. We'll turn it forward to Wednesday as well. So we've got a lot to be able to check in on that front. And then the NFL draft. We are just 48 short hours away. Actually, a little bit less than 48 short hours away from start of the first round out there. So no shortage of things to be able to hit on. And we've got some time. We're going to perhaps be able to hit on a little bit of hockey as well. It really is starting to be a little bit of a sports equinox. Unfortunately, we don't have truest of true NFL football going on, but if you want to get technical, we do have the old UFL to be able to fill the void there and fill in the void on the show. We do have two tremendous guests coming up as Jared Smith. He does amazing work here at the network. I know he does some great work on Live on the Line, Fox Sports Radio, and so much more. He's going to be joining me in 15 minutes. He is the king of the yes run first inning, no run first inning market here at the network. And we're going to be talking a little baseball with him. We're going to see where he stands with regards to the NFL draft, if he's got any positions that he has taken as well. And then in hour number two, we're going to be talking with Grant Mitchell. He does great work over at Forbes. He's one half of the Ride the Line podcast as well. We're going to be touching upon the NBA front with him as well, what he's all been gauging from the playoffs. And we'll see if he's got anything for the NFL draft that he has fired in on here late in the process as well. But how about if we start things off first things first by taking a look at the pair of NBA playoff games that are currently in action. For those that have been listening to the show the last few weeks, I really do not bet any of these NBA games when it comes to pre-flop action, when it comes to prior to the game. I'm always looking at in-game opportunities, and right now we are at the half, so have some time to be able to ponder this one between the Phoenix Suns and the Minnesota Twins. And as of right now, nip and tuck game, the Timberwolves. That's what happens when you get into baseball mode. They're down by a count of 51-50. We are at the half, and it's been an interesting first half as you had Anthony Edwards only be able to put up 5 points for the Ant-Man. Meanwhile, the bench was just really outplayed by the Phoenix Suns. The Suns were able to get 7 points out of Eric Gordon in this one, so that was helpful for them. And if you're looking at the live line, right now you're laying about a point and a half with the Minnesota Timberwolves. This was a game that was closing right in that neighborhood, more around three and a half. And I do think that it's an interesting spot. It's not one that I want to get involved in quite yet because I do want to see just sort of how those first few minutes of the second half go. And if nothing really presents itself, nothing presents itself. And that's the beauty of in-game betting, because if you see an opportunity, you're firing on it. If you don't see your opportunity, you know what? You've got plenty of action to be able to take a look at. You've got plenty of ways to be able to slice it. And we did see the Phoenix Suns be relatively rock solid in that first half. I know that they were down a little bit towards the back half of the first quarter, but they had themselves a relatively nice second quarter before you did see the Timberwolves be able to really regroup. It felt like Rudy Gobert was able to take a little bit of hold towards the back half of the first half, and I do think the big question for the Phoenix Suns is, with really a little bit of a lack of depth on this team, they have a few guys are able coming off the bench, like Royce O'Neal is yet to score tonight, Drew Eubanks, these are guys that they're able to give you a little bit of production, but how much is that going to be impacting them? Because let's call it what it is, they do have a little bit of an older lineup out there with Kevin Durant trying to do a little bit of everything. He had 11 points in the first half, so do want to be gauging that action. And then when it comes to the Indiana Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks, as of right now, Bucks currently trailing by kind of 30-26, and just coming into this game, I knew that we were not going to see the Bucks completely dominate the Indiana Pacers the way that they did in game number one. As of right now, live line, you're finding in a lot of spots the Indiana Pacers being about a 2.5-point favorite. Total, it closed more on about a 223, 223.5. We are pretty much at that mark right now with regards to live number. And when it comes to Indiana, I think the big thing for them is that they just really were as cold as an igloo from three-point range in the first half, or really in the entirety of the game. The first game against the Milwaukee Bucks, and you saw the Milwaukee Bucks have just that big performance from Damian Lillard in the first half in game number one, and we might be staring at a little bit of deja vu right now. Damian Lillard, 15 points in the first quarter. Problem is, the rest of the team put up a whopping 11 points, 9 of which came from Brook Lopez. So right now, it's been a very top-heavy team, and just engaging the Milwaukee Bucks the last few seasons, I can tell you exactly how this game goes based on the stat line of one guy. Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton was very solid in the first game. He was able to supply 23 points, and I still remember going into that game, his player prop was at 19.5. I was saying to myself, if Chris Middleton goes over 19.5 points, Bucks are probably going to win that game. If he goes under it, Bucks are probably going to lose that game. And as of right now, he's got as many points as Greg Peterson. He actually has a plus minus of a plus 5, but has really not been able to supply too much in general. Meanwhile, the Pacers have been able to do a nice job with Pascal Siakam leading the way. So I do think that this is an interesting spot to be in. And it's one of those things where if Chris Middleton can't really get it going here in the second quarter, that would probably be a spot where I'd be willing to back the Indiana Pacers. Meanwhile, if he is able to get it going, then you're starting to look at a little bit more value with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's the guy that you want to be taking a look at, and I really do think that with regards to the series, you want to be taking a look at the player props of Chris Middleton and how that sort of goes along with what you see in the overall game for the Milwaukee Bucks, because I do think that both are going to be very correlated right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And in terms of the baseball action, we've got quite a few games are in progress as of right now, and got a lot of fascination to say the least. And it's so interesting when it comes to this time of year, because I've been asked this by a few people, and I do think that it is something that every handicapper needs to ponder. And this is regardless of the sport. This is whether you're taking a look at the NFL, whether you're taking a look at Major League Baseball, the NBA. How do you handle a sample size of about 4 weeks of action as of right now? Most of these teams, they've played 24, 25 or so games, and I think that it's important to really not have things be an end-all be-all, but at the same time, I think by now we're able to get a little bit of an understanding as to what some of these teams are going to be. Like, I take a look at a game that's going down right now with the Cubs and the Houston Astros. Astros are currently down by a count of 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and for the Houston Astros team, they entered into this game 7-16, and do I think that they're going to be winning one out of every three games for the rest of the year? No, but I think by now we're able to get ourselves a little bit of an idea as to the fact that the Houston Astros team, yeah, they probably are falling off a little bit. This is an Astros unit that each out of the last 6 years, they've been able to go to the AL Championship Series, and that's right now in grave peril. Now, I will say this, out there in the American League, it is a very just competitive overall just league, because with the American League, you've got all those teams out there in the AL East, and just like last year, I could see a scenario where you do have all five of those teams out there in the AL East be right around or just slightly above 500, with obviously the Baltimore Orioles really being able to take hold. But I do think that that is very much a league of fascination in general, because with the New York Yankees, even though they entered in the day 15-8, and as of right now, they're getting the job done against the Oakland A's. It's a count of 4-3, so want to be gauging that. And something I've been a big stand for thus far this season is the Oakland A's run line. They are 11-4 in their last 15 games as a underdog on the run line. So we shall see if they're able to run that to 12-4. But with the Yankees It's been a little bit touch and go with them, and that's really been one of my biggest takeaways thus far from the baseball season, because you're able to look at darn near every one of these teams, and due to all the pitching volatility, due to all the injuries, you don't really have that one unflappable, you don't really have that one dominant team. Like, you take a look at these teams that are towards the top of the big league level. You had the Philadelphia Phillies coming into the day, actually towards the top of the National League. They and the Atlanta Braves were tied for the most wins in the league with 15. Phillies have two additional losses, but you dive into the numbers a little bit further with the Philadelphia Phillies. Big reason why I was willing to fade them today against the Cincinnati Reds. And unless if the Reds blow a 7-run lead here, which would not make me very happy to say the least, as I have a position on the Reds here, not going to lie there, but that said, unless if they come back there, they're going to be falling back to earth a little bit, and that is something that you want to gauge, because when you get this sort of a sample size, like I was talking about the Philadelphia Phillies here just a second ago, when you play against the Chicago White Sox and the Colorado Rockies for two of your series, that's going to balloon your numbers up. Meanwhile, if you take a look at a team that might be a little bit below 500, but they're playing against the LA Dodgers, they're playing against the Atlanta Braves, they're playing against all these good teams, and hey, I am looking at you, the Washington Nationals, who have played a lot of these relatively solid teams, you're able to take a look at that 10-11 record, and you're able to say, yeah, maybe the Washington Nationals aren't going to be like some above 500 team that's competing for a playoff spot, but the fact that they were 10-11 going into the night, and the fact that they've been able to play the baseball that they have, maybe there is going to be a little bit of staying power there, and I think that that's so important. Like I said, you don't want it to be an NLBL. We remember last year with the Pittsburgh Pirates when they were leading the National League after the end of April, and it just went straight down the toilet bowl, and we shall see if the Pirates are able to, well, not have their good start go to waste. We saw them have a very nice series against the Miami Marlins. First six or seven games of the season was looking like a little bit of a different revamped team, and they do get the job done here tonight by kind of 2-1. But I think that they're a team very much a fascination as well. And then the team that they're going up against, the Milwaukee Brewers, do have to wonder how real it is, what we saw early on from the season in terms of bats. Like, I think with the Brewers, you probably take a little bit of a middle ground approach. Brewers, I thought coming into the year, they were going to be absolutely awful at the plate, but I thought that they were going to have great pitching. The pitching has been there. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is a Milwaukee Brewers team that has now given up four runs or fewer, and I believe now five out of their last six games with what we saw tonight. So they have certainly been there. Offense got off to a hellaciously hot start for the first few nights of the season. Now it's starting to fall back down a little bit more as well. So there's going to be a lot to gauge out there. And we do have a few West Coast games that we are going to be able to gauge as well. Hopefully we can add a few of these in the back half of our number one, as you do have a game starting up in just a few minutes between the Giants and the Mets. Right now with the Mets only being about a plus 125 underdog, I do think that you're getting good value, by the way, on Logan Webb. Logan Webb, just throughout his career, half home run surrender per nine innings when he's at home. His home ERA more than a full point lower than his ERA away from home. You're going to be getting that between about minus 130, minus 135. I do think that you've got a solid take there, and this is a total that also fell all the way from 8 down to 7, and you're able to get that 7 at right around minus 105, minus 110. I think we see a little bit of regression here from Luis Severino, so I do like that over. I do like that money line of the Giants, but what I like even more is getting great guests on the show, Jared Smith. He is that. We're going to be talking some NBA playoffs and the NFL draft with him next on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Zap. Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you have yet to already, check out the all-new VSiN.com. We've got you covered with a little bit of everything. If you're looking at the NBA playoffs, our man John Vontobel does great work on VSiN Prime Time, has got you covered there. If you're looking for a little bit of tennis, Zachary Cohen, he is a master when it comes to the current moment clay. He does a tremendous job there. Mike Somich, he does a great job taking a look at the horse racing landscape and so much more. Every single market, we've got it covered with great articles along with ideally handicapped lines. That's all on the all-new, all-improved VSiN.com. We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Great to be joined by this man on the Progressive Guest Line. We've got Jared Smith aboard. He does tremendous work here at the network. He's Mr. Yurfy Nurfy. On top of that, you're able to catch him every weekend on Fox Sports Radio. He does a lot of things, and he does so all so well. And Jared, always great to be able to get you aboard. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Greg.
I appreciate you, Jared. And if you're taking a look at the NBA playoffs, something that I've had a lot of appreciation for is taking a look at things in-game, and I think that there might be an opportunity here in-game in this Timberwolves versus Phoenix Suns game, as Grayson Allen, he had to be taken off the court and looked like he was going back to the locker room. I am not sure what the injury is. I am feverishly looking to see what happened, but when it comes to the NBA playoffs, how much do you take a look at props, sides, totals when it comes to prior to the game versus in the game? Because I do think that volatility is very much your friend in terms of taking a look at the NBA playoffs with being able to get better numbers in game.
Yeah, I like the Suns a little bit tonight. I know Sean Green, his sports gambling podcast, was talking about them earlier. I agree with his handicap. I think when you look at what Phoenix was in that last game, like I like the Suns coming into the series. I thought Phoenix was an interesting bet. I laid a game and a half and took some plus money there because I figured I would get game six at home if it was in a closeout situation for the Suns. Obviously, game one didn't go well, but that doesn't mean they can't win the series in six. They could win tonight and reel off three straight after that, especially getting those games back at home in Phoenix. And that crowd, as we know, when they went on their nice run, I mean, that crowd can get really frenzied. And we'll see how Minnesota handles that environment. But this felt like a nip-and-tuck series. The fact that Minnesota had the home court but Phoenix was favored in the series told me that this was probably going to be a six or seven gamer. And I just like taking the plus money on Phoenix pre-flop. But you look at this series, and I think overall, the first round of the playoffs, Greg, and to be fair, I don't handicap. I don't watch. I don't have the context like a JVT would or, you know, a Somich or, you know, Zachary Cohen. They follow the league a lot closer than I do. But I do like betting a lot of props in the first round of the NBA playoffs because a lot of times the sports books are taking a lot of those numbers from the regular season and you're not fully baking in how many more minutes the starters get in the playoffs and how tight the rotations get. That doesn't mean blanket auto bet every star player over. You put the matchups into the stew as well. But I do like betting a lot of the star players. I'm on Anthony Edwards over points, rebounds tonight. He's not scoring like he did in the last game. I'm on Doncic later. I'm on Halliburton. So I think, you know, you take the star players and you try to find good matchups that you like because I do think at least in the first round, I don't know if the books, the algorithm that cooks up those props fully baking in the bump in minutes that these starters get when the rotations tighten up in the playoffs.
And I do think that that's a good way of being able to go about it as well, because with the sides and totals, things are pretty pristine. And I know that John Vontobel was talking about this a little bit earlier on VSiN Prime Time. The fact that books have done a great job of adjusting with regards to the first half numbers as well, because typically if you'd see a spread of like, say, four, we're just going to throw out there an ancillary number. Typically you'd see in the first half, the team that's favored, you'd be laying 2, 2.5, depends upon what the trends are. But now we've seen a little bit of a shift in that as well. So how important do you think that it is taking a little bit more of a look at things like the player props, what I'm doing in terms of taking a look at things in game, trying to be able to get a better number there rather than trying to just go at it in terms of just the raw sides and the raw totals, because I do think that this is one of the just toughest markets in general to be able to beat in terms of the NBA, because you've got so much volatility, and at the end of the day, it always feels like it just comes right down to that number.
Yeah, and I haven't bet one side yet in the playoffs. I was thinking about Phoenix tonight, but I have a series bet on the Suns, so it's like I'm basically on them for the money line, and that's why I like betting series bets. Greg, to me, I think you do find value in the series bets. I like correlating. If you like the road team in a series, I like laying 1.5 games. I like getting the home court in game six. It gives you options, because if you think the road team, especially in this case with the Suns series, where, you know, the market's kind of telling you the Suns are the better team, so at home they're going to be a prohibitive favorite. I like playing the series spread and using home court to my advantage with the market. And to your point, like, the Knicks series is a great example. The Knicks played, frankly, bad both games at the Garden, were favored in both games, covered one, didn't cover, obviously, last night. But now you flip the series to Philly, and look who's favored, you know, in game three. And the line's moving in the Sixers' direction. So you just see how much home court matters in the postseason. And I think two evenly matched teams, like, it's frankly not even that evenly matched in the standings. It's a 2 seed against the 7 seed. But obviously the Sixers, having who they have on their team, these teams are very evenly matched. Home court matters. So if you can manipulate the series markets in your favor, maybe you can find a sliver of value that way. You can use the prop market to your advantage, the derivative markets. JBT spot on. You're not just going to wake up and game day bet the sides and you know, figure out a way to get on the right side of it. That is very difficult to do. It's not great for content, but live betting is obviously key. If you could have gotten Phoenix, you know, the first 5 minutes into the game, I think they were down like 7-0. You could have gotten Phoenix probably +5.5. And to me, if you can, you know, have patience and just wait for that right moment and pull the trigger at the right time, that really is the ideal way to play sides, especially in the playoffs when the games tend to be tight and teams don't always mail it in.
Absolutely, and that's such a good point with regards to what I've been doing as well, because when you take a look at being able to bet an NBA game live, sometimes you get multiple opportunities in a game where you can get a nice middle from time to time, because you get volatility, and some games are just absolutely nothing. You just hold your shekels and you wait for the next opportunity as well. So yeah, we'll play it a little bit more by ear as Jared Smith, he does great work here at the network. He is joining me on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And how about if we do take a look at that late game? Because I know you've already mentioned that you're going to be looking at a Luka Doncic player prop. But that said, with the LA Clippers, it was just a very, very good performance from them in game number one. The Dallas Mavericks, they had Luka Doncic, they had Kyrie Irving, and they had absolutely nobody else show up in game number one. Right now with the Clippers, they're a 1.5-point favorite. Total is 216.5. How big do you think that it is that now the Dallas Mavericks have a game under their belt on the road? Because we noticed it in the first game of pretty much all these series. The home teams were able to clean sweep them. But here in game number two, we've noticed a lot more feistiness and a lot more fight from these road teams.
Yeah, I think if you have a beat on how Kawhi's going to play, you can get ahead of this one. But, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I'm taking the same approach to this Clippers series as I am in the NFL draft with a lot of these guys that have questionable medicals. And I'm just taking a conservative approach where I think I'm on the right side of a number and I maybe get some steam in my favor. And I'm willing to be, you know, go for that middle opportunity. So this number's bounced around a lot, obviously, pre-Kawhi, post-Kawhi. And I'm assuming one of these teams is going to go on an early run. And you know, the line has basically been hovering between 3-3 on both sides this entire process here. So I think if you could figure out a way to employ that strategy, Greg, and it's not an easy strategy. And I think the hardest thing for a better listening to the show might fail to understand, there might be 100 scenarios that we play this out tonight, and maybe in only 50 of them, you get an opportunity to get a middle. And you have to be willing to just punt on those scenarios and wait for the opportunity. So if you do get a game tonight where the Clippers start out hot and then Luka settles in kind of like they did the other night, like I could absolutely see you getting +5.5 on both sides of this game at one point. And I think that would be the ideal situation in a relatively low total game in a game that's obviously been hovering between those, you know, 3-3 on either side for pretty much the entire time.
Yep, and I agree with you. It is so dependent upon the health of not just Kawhi Leonard, but I think that we're able to say the entire LA Clippers team, and I think that we're on par there. And I am so glad that you brought up the NFL draft, because I do want to ask you a question before we talk a little baseball on the flip side. How have you been handling the NFL draft, and has there been anything that you've added into your portfolio in the last few days, with this no doubt being smokescreen season by so many of these teams?
Yeah, I did a show today with Steve Fezzik and Doug Kazarian and Will Hill and those three guys. I've never done a show with all three of them before. I've done shows with all of them individually and you know, hodgepodging before, but we kind of had a really good mind meld on some really fun strategies. And I just think right now at this stage, you have to be willing to dip your hand in the cookie jar and try to pull out some long shots. I think all of the really good two-way markets have pretty much been beaten to a pulp by now. I think you've got to be willing to think outside the box and try to figure out where the groupthink is in this draft and when it's going to go against that grain. Maybe it's the third pick. Like, I think the first two picks are pretty set. Like, honestly, Greg, if I was submitting a mock draft today, I would submit, you know, Williams and Daniels 1-2, and I would feel 100% confident that those are going to be the top two picks. I think three is where things change. I could see the Patriots trading out of that pick. I could see them taking Marvin Harrison Jr. and completely throwing things through him up and just saying, we don't like any of the other quarterbacks remaining. We like Daniels better, and you took him, so we're going to go in another way. So, you know, you've got to be able to be flexible with your opinion.
Yep, I think that that is so important. And this draft, in my opinion, to your point, Jared, I really do think that it starts at three. And, you know, it's been starting. We've got about the number four. We are about 4 weeks through the MLB season. Jared does a great job on the MLB front. We're going to be talking with him about the Wednesday slate and what we've got for late Tuesday next on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and great to be rejoined by the span on the Progressive Guest Line as we're being joined by Jared Smith. He does tremendous work here at the network. He is our master expert when it comes to yes run, no run, first inning. Does a great job gauging this great game of baseball. You're able to catch him here on the weekends. You're able to catch him on Fox Sports Radio and so much more. And Jared, we were talking about this a little bit off air, and we'll certainly be fleshing out a little bit of some of these full games. We'll be certainly fleshing out what you've been noticing in terms of yes run first inning, no run first inning. But there's a prop market that you're really looking at, and it involves one of the saddest teams I've ever seen in the history of baseball. So take me through how you've been making some money on the Chicago White Sox this year.
I mean, it's almost like a mercy rule, but in a good way, right? Like, usually in a mercy rule, they stop the game. In this case, they have to keep playing. The White Sox, unfortunately, have to keep playing, which means the books have to keep putting numbers out for these guys. And I think maybe there's a point where they stop, but right now we're getting numbers every day on guys like Martin Maldonado and Nicky Lopez, who are like 2-21 to their total bases to the under this year. Like, it's insane. You're paying premium for him. Like Maldonado, you're basically betting on him not to get a hit every day, and you're laying $2. But I think he's 1-20 in this prop category so far this season. So I think you get creative here in this market. I think what I like to do, certain books let you parlay these together in a same game parlay. So I think, you know, you take nights that the White Sox play really tough pitchers, but even nights that they face just average pitchers. And I think you parlay a couple of these guys together every night. You just ride the White Sox fade train as long as you can. Now, in terms of the actual real markets, yes, I would absolutely be fading them on the run line this year. I think they're 8-14 on the run line this year. The money line's not going to be as profitable, because when they do win, it's like explosive, because they're going to be probably a $2-3 underdog most nights, and the team, you know, facing them will be a -300 favorite around that time. I think Minnesota tonight went off at -275. So I would prefer the run line if you're going to fade them straight up. But I think if you really get creative, and again, the best places most nights to find value, Greg, is the prop market. And if you really figure out books and get creative with getting these unders on total bases and hits, runs, RBIs, I mean, you're talking about 80-90% hit rates on these props for some of these guys this year, especially Martin Maldonado. I mean, goodness gracious, the fact that guy bats ninth every day, it's wild. He's batting 0-50 this year. So it ain't rocket science. Sometimes I think it's easier to pick guys who are going to stink than pick on guys who are going to do well.
You oversold Martin Maldonado. He's hitting 049. And to your
049. 049.
His on-base percentage is a 093. Literally, if you put a scarecrow with a bat up there, I think that the scarecrow would walk 10% of the time. So that's what you're staring at right now. Just to emphasize the stinkitude right now of the Chicago White Sox lineup, right now they're actually up 3-1 against the Minnesota Twins, bottom of the seventh inning. So they might actually get win number, I'm able to count on my fingers, 4 of the season. But that said, for the Chicago White Sox, they've had 10 guys step to the plate tonight. 2 guys are currently hitting above a 220. Like, it is absolutely insane what we're seeing right now. So I think that that's a relatively good look. And I know that something else that you're looking at is yes run, no run first inning market. And I mean, shock, shock, surprise, surprise. The White Sox haven't scored a lot of runs in the first inning. Who could see that coming? But what else have you been noticing in this market now that we've got nearly a full month of data?
Well, you fade the Rockies every day. I faded them again today. Ryan Feltner, he started 4 games. He's 0-4 to the Nerfy. Guess what? He gave up 2 more runs today. 0-5 to the Nerfy this year. And again, the Padres, so this is the phenomenon with the Rockies. And this is why the derivative markets will, to me, be something that we have to look very closely with the Rockies every day. So the total for the game at Coors Field tonight was like 9.5. And that's really low for a total at Coors Field. But the reason is obviously because of the Rockies lineup. But what the first inning total does is it's just a derivative of the full game total. And while it obviously is baking in the fact that it's very slanted towards whoever the Rockies are facing, because it's a derivative market, it can't fully bake that in. So the Padres tonight were actually going off at the same price to score in the first inning as the Rockies were. It was like 2-1. And the Rockies have given up a run in like 70% of their games in the first inning. Feltner and Domber, I mean, these guys are just gas cans. So I think you have to, it might not be sexy to wake up every day and just fade the worst teams in baseball. But I think if you can dig into the derivative markets and the prop markets against the Rockies and the White Sox, and you can be creative and you can be flexible with your bankroll, you can be very, very consistent with hitting a lot of these bets this year. And you don't have to do a whole lot of research because for the most part, these guys give it to you every day.
Oh man, these bottom teams in the big leagues. It's something I've been talking about on the show a lot. I can never remember there being such a divide between the just normal teams in baseball and these bottom teams. We just emphasized 2 of them. Looking at you, the Rockies and the White Sox. The Marlins, I think, might be able to rise up a little bit, but it's been rough for them as well. But, man, we've got some stinkers out there in the big leagues. But we always have a tremendous chat whenever we've got aboard Jared Smith. He does great work here at the network. Joining me on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And before we turn it forward to Wednesday, was there anything that you did take a look at in these 2 super late games that are going to be going, honestly, in the next few minutes between the Mets and the Giants, along with the Baltimore Orioles and the LA Angels, as I know that Grayson Rodriguez has been a very good no-run first inning guy?
Well, if you want a really good sweat, you got 2 minutes to get it in. Bet the top of the first. You can only get this at MGM, the only book that offers this, over 15.5 pitches in the top of the first. You got Griffin Koenig on there who just walks the ballpark, and he's 1-3 to the Nerfy so far this year. And this Orioles team, man, I'll tell you what, Greg, this Orioles lineup, I think if they're consistent with the bullpen, and if they're not as consistent with the starting rotation, I think this lineup is just young and hungry, and they're going to be an absolute beast in that American League East this year. I think they're better than the Yankees lineup with Soto and Judge because they're just deeper. And Griffin Koenig, again, I think you fade what you see with him. His expected FIP in the first innings over 6. So Rodriguez's numbers have been pretty solid, 3-1 of the Nerfy this year. I don't necessarily like the full Nerfy. I think the Orioles have a chance to score in the first inning, but the real bet, again, you got about 90 seconds to get this in. Top of the first, 15.5 total pitches over. It's about -135 at BetMGM.
And how have you been taking a look at the total pitches market? Because I've been noticing your tweets on there on the old X, and I know you've been playing a lot of these to a lot of success. What really goes into it, and how do you gauge this? Because you do have some teams like Once again, we're going to bring up the Chicago White Sox. They have no idea what a walk is. They swing at darn near anything. And then you have a team like the LA Dodgers that they do draw a lot of walks, and I would have to think that that is a team that you're able to cash a lot of those overs with regards to total pitches on in the first inning rather than our good example of the White Sox.
What I'm learning is it's a little bit less lineup, a little bit more pitcher dependent. And I think, for example, tonight with Dane Dunning, first of all, we're hammering this market. I'm hitting it at 62% with about 100 bets so far to start the year. I think this market's better than the Yerfy-Nerfy market because there's a variance to scoring a run. There's not a variance to struggling in the inning. Guys can struggle in an inning and still get out of it without giving up a run. This is more of a process bet than a results bet. That's why I love it. But to me, it's about the pitchers. Are they going to attack the zone early? With Dane Dunning, this is a perfect example. With Dane Dunning, I got it wrong tonight. Dane Dunning attacked his zone early. Seattle was coming out swinging early. Cal Raleigh hit a 2-run home run, I think, on like the fifth pitch of the game. But then the inning happened, and Dane just kind of did what I expected him to do. Towards the end of that inning, he struggled to find his command, and Seattle eventually just got home. Polanco had a couple foul balls late that got us home. But this market, Greg, I'm telling you, I don't know how long we're going to get this 15.5 from MGM, but as long as we do, I like this market 100 times more than the Yerfy-Nerfy market because it eliminates the variance of needing that finishing kick of scoring a run.
Yep, absolutely. And how you attack guy number one in the lineup is different than how you're going to attack guy number nine in the lineup. You're much more likely to put it a little bit over the plate when you're taking on the backup catcher who really doesn't see a lot of plate opportunities as opposed to big power bat here. So I think that that's a nice way to be able to take a look at it. And we've got about a minute left, Jared. Anything that you're going to be taking a look at for Wednesday, whether that's a prop, whether that's a yes run, no run first inning, or perhaps a full game?
Well, I'll add this one thing as I pull up tomorrow's card. The one thing I really like about this as well, and you just said it, the 15.5 pitches, by the time you get to the third, fourth guy in the order, if there's two outs and the base is empty and your number three hitter's up, for example, Aaron Judge, that's like automatic, not automatic, but you're going to be very careful with Aaron Judge. You're going to probably waste four or five pitches just to make sure you don't give up a tater in that first inning. So that's why the pitches, to me, I just absolutely love it. Tomorrow's card, let's take a look here. I'll be honest. At some point, is the Dodgers lineup going to wake up? They're kind of scoring a couple runs late tonight, but they struggled against Patrick Corbin. I think they're going to have a big explosive game at some point. They got a not one of their star pitchers on the mound tomorrow. So maybe the Dodgers lineup finally gets going, puts up a big number on the Nats.
And with the Dodgers, it very much has been all or nothing with them. But we always get all and the best of Jared Smith. Jared, you do great work here at the network, and I always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Always great to be able to have Jared aboard. And coming up next, let's start to dive in on that Wednesday baseball card right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Your experience. Blitzing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Do not miss out on any of the NBA playoff action over at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament all the way through the finals, DraftKings, they've got you covered with every single round with all of your favorite bets, all the player props, live betting, odds boosts, the sides, the totals, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Utilize the promo code of VSiN when you do. New customers who place a bet of $5 can get $200 instantly in bonus bets by utilizing the promo code of VSIN only on DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is indeed yours. We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It was great to be joined by Jared Smith, talking a little bit of everything. We got in a little bit of NFL draft talk, but we were able to take a look at the NBA playoffs. We're able to dive in as well as what we're getting on the baseball front as well. But do want to get you guys just alerted with regards to this Timberwolves versus Suns game. As of right now, the Suns are down 8, 84-76. You've got about 10 or so minutes remaining. But that said, Grayson Allen goes out with an injury. He is not going to be returning to this game. Right now, live line is the Minnesota Timberwolves laying 7.5, and that's another example of where you're able to find just good value being able to bet in-game in terms of the NBA. Like, when you saw Grayson Allen go down, and this is a Phoenix Suns team that I don't think I'm giving any sort of information that we don't know here. They don't have a lot of depth. That just really was a game wrecker for them, to say the least. I don't foresee them being able to come back now. Thinking that the moment is gone, laying 7.5 is something that I wouldn't be willing to do here with the Minnesota Timberwolves, but man, that was at a time where the game was relatively tied. You were able to get the Timberwolves right around about -1.5. Those are the looks that you do certainly want to be taking a look at. And right now at the half for the Pacers and Bucks game, right now the Pacers are up by a count of 60-55. Live total is 228.5. So we're up a little bit from what we saw prior to the game. It's been all about Pascal Siakam along with Damian Lillard. Lillard, 26 points in the first half for the Milwaukee Bucks. You saw Siakam be able to put up a 21 spot, but guy that I've been monitoring, and I was talking about this when we were looking at this game going into the second quarter, Chris Middleton. He did have 6 points in that second quarter, and if he's able to regroup, if he's able to give you a nice second half, I do think that the Bucks here, +4.5 is live. This is something that I'm not taking a look at as of right now. I'm not really loving what I'm seeing really out of both sides, and for the Bucks, you do run a little bit of a danger here in that really both of these teams have been hot from three-point range. The Indiana Pacers, they're 10 of 21 from three-point range. The Bucks are 10 of 23 from three-point range. Personally, if I were looking at this right now, the only thing I would really be looking at is probably a total of under of 228.5, as I just don't think that the hot shooting is going to be continuing. And you can tell that here in the NBA playoffs, the tempo, it is very much slowing down just a little bit for so many of these teams. But I know that Jared was bringing up in terms of the baseball front that looking at the Dodgers, perhaps be able to score some runs on Wednesday. And how about if we do take a look at this game, as we've got two young guns who are going to be on the mound for this game. 959, 960 on the card. This is Wednesday's game between the Dodgers and the Washington Nationals with old Jake Irvin on the bump for the Nationals. And Landon Knack is going to be getting the start for the LA Dodgers. Dodgers between about -175 to -190 favorites here. Total on this game, it is 9.5. And if you want to take a shot on the Nationals, you're getting anywhere between +154 to a +163. And be mindful, the last time that you saw Jake Irvin take the mound for the Washington Nationals, he actually completely shut down the LA Dodgers. That was the last game of the series when these two teams hooked up a week ago out there in Los Angeles. Dodgers did not score a single run in that game, but still do have a little bit of trepidation with Jake Irvin. I just have a little bit of a tough time getting with him in general because his swing and miss stuff still isn't necessarily amazing. Now, what he's done a good job of this year as opposed to last year, he's cut down on the walks. Last year, he had a fielding independent of a 5.30 compared to his 4.61 ERA because he was just surrendering a bunch of base runners. He's given up 4 walks per 9 innings, gave up a lot of hard contact with about 1.5 home runs per 9 innings. So he does look to be a new and improved pitcher. Right now, the 3.13 ERA is backed up by a 3.35 fielding independent, but it is a very small sample size. And with this Dodgers team, it does feel like it's a little bit of an all or nothing scenario. And if you're currently sweating out this Dodgers versus Nationals game for Tuesday, by the way, met on first and second for the Washington Nationals with one out in the bottom of the ninth. And this has not necessarily been the world's greatest bullpen for the LA Dodgers. So that's something to certainly be keeping in the back of your mind when you do take a look at the Dodgers on the run line. But if you look at what has been tried and true with the LA Dodgers, They have, since the beginning of the 2022 season, won during the regular season a whopping 224 regular season games. All but 35 have come by multiple runs. So I do think that that is very important to point out, and you do want to be taking a look at who the LA Dodgers are going to be throwing out there in the bullpen, because with our good friend and Mr. Knack, it's a Dodgers unit that in general has been able to produce a lot of good young pitchers. Now, granted, many of them have gotten hurt. Bobby Miller is now on the injured list. We know Walker Buehler has been rock solid when he's been at the big league level, but he's been banged up quite a bit. Dustin May, it's been relatively rough for these guys, but for Knack, you take a look at what he was able to do at the minor league level, and he was not necessarily one of those guys that was getting 100 million billion strikeouts or anything like that. He's a little bit more of a location guy. In his first start out there, he went five innings. He gave you two runs, and I think that that's a lot of what you can expect here as we are diving in on this Washington Nationals versus LA Dodgers game for Wednesday here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And when it comes to Knack, I think that he's going to do a nice job holding down the fort, but question becomes, what are you going to be able to get out of these two bullpens? Because while the Washington Nationals have been okay with their bullpen, I'm not going to call it great. I'm not going to call it terrible. Right now, they're ninth in the league in terms of bullpen ERA. Certainly, I think that that's going to be climbing upward. But you do have guys like Hunter Harvey, Jordan Weems are relatively solid. Maybe it's just me. I don't have any faith whatsoever when it comes to Kyle Finnegan trying to close out a game. But it's certainly something that I take a look at in this ordeal. And with regards to the LA Dodgers, they did lose quite a few of their guys, like Victor Gonzalez, Caleb Ferguson from last season. Shelby Miller has actually been very good with the Detroit Tigers as well. And as a result, we have seen this Dodgers team climb down to 20th with regards to their bullpen ERA. Part of it as well is that the starting pitching has not necessarily been as great as well. And sometimes that's just a part of it as well. We're really seeing it with the Miami Marlins. The Miami Marlins entered into the night tonight with the 26th rated bullpen in terms of ERA in the big leagues, and I don't necessarily think it's because the bullpen got worse. It's because they've had to throw out their AJ Puck once every 5 days. It's because you right now have, like, out of your projected top five starters for the season, three of them being on the injured list. So sometimes things can really manifest itself, and I do think that that's very important to be mindful of. But I do think that the Dodgers, with having Shohei Ohtani, with having these guys at the top, being able to just slug the way that they do, Mookie Betts, these guys hitting north of 325 with all their homers, that's absolutely massive. Though I will say this with the LA Dodgers as well, has been a very top-heavy lineup. You've had the likes of Chris Taylor, Gavin Lux when he's been out there, James Outman, Kike Hernandez, hitting a 215 or lower. So you look at the top half of the lineup for the Dodgers, just absolutely raking. Bottom half of it, not necessarily been so great. And for the Washington Nationals, want to talk about not so great. You bring in Eddie Rosario or you bring in Joey Gallo. Both of these guys currently hitting less than .185 along Nick Senzel as well. So very interesting spot here. I do think, though, that the Dodgers, they're going to be able to get it going after Jake Irvin shut them down the first time around. I think seeing them a second time, that's going to allow the Dodgers to be able to get this win and get it by multiple runs. You're right now laying about -115 on the run line. I'd be willing to go up to a -128, and I do like this total over as well. And how about if we dive in on this game as well, as the Oakland A's have been a very pesky underdog recently, and they are continuing their series out there in New York. This is 971-972 on the betting board. It is the A's who's going to be throwing out their Joe Boyle for those that like Adam Sandler films. Oh, Boyle rules. He is going to be out there for the Oakland A's, and Clark Schmidt goes for the New York Yankees. Yankees between -205 to -220 favorites. You're going to be finding this total at an 8.5, and you're getting the A's anywhere between about a +180 to a +190. And with the Oakland A's, maybe I'm just a sucker for pain, but I'm going to be looking at them in some form or capacity. Would like to be able to get this more around $2. I do think that we're going to be able to get there when it's all said and done. A lot of money, and oftentimes does come in on the New York Yankees. And if you're looking to get a run half in this spot for the Oakland A's, well, the books, they have sharpened up a little bit, in my opinion. You're having to lay anywhere between -110 to a -120. I would need to be getting a little bit of plus value there. So that's something that I'm not really going to be taking a look at. So it's a little bit of a wait-and-see mode on that front. Would like to be able to get more around like a +198, +$2 on the Oakland A's. But this has been a very pesky team, and we are noticing that the bookmakers are starting to sort of adjust their run line prices a little bit on Oakland, because coming into the night, they were 11-4 on the run line when getting a run and a half in their last 15 games. And guess what happened here on Tuesday? Yep, Oakland A's lose by a count of 4-3, so they're able to cover that run and a half. They don't cash on the money line, but they've been just a very plucky team in general. They've got good bullpen pitching. They're in the top 10 in the big leagues with regards to that bullpen ERA, and that's a big reason why they're able to cover these plus 1.5 run lines. They are not scoring to save their lives at the plate. This is a team that's only averaging about 3 runs per contest, but that bullpen pitching has been there. And for the New York Yankees, this lineup has been very up and down. Aaron Judge has not been good to begin the season. He's hitting about .180 with 3 home runs. You haven't gotten a lot out of the likes of Gleyber Torres. Anthony Rizzo was able to go deep in this game, so that helps them out a little bit, but a little bit up and down, topsy-turvy for the New York Yankees, but I do like Clark Schmidt in this spot, so we need to be getting at least plus 188 to be able to take a shot there, and coming up next, we'll take a shot with our DK Network write-up pick right here on the Greg Peterson Experience of Visa, the Esports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.